6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We're joined at 6:30 by the original All-Star panelist Crom Carmichael, and at 7:15 by the national political editor of the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, Neil W. McCabe. But right now, in studio, we're joined by one of the nine qualified candidates for the Republican nomination for Congress in the 5th Congressional District, Jeannie Bassler. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
So, Jeannie, you are new to politics.
I am.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a retired businesswoman, mostly small business, owned my own businesses as well as worked in other small businesses throughout my career, had a little bit of exposure to the legal field, working as a legal assistant early on in my career. But basically, I got in touch with my entrepreneurial nature and started my own businesses and was able to grow them and sell three of them, four of them actually.
So yeah. Tell us what these businesses were.
Well, they were service-oriented businesses. I was a graphic design artist, and I, you know, provided that service to other small businesses to get their startups going and their business cards and just a general branding design. That was one of them. One of them was a bakery. One of them
a bakery.
A bakery.
How long did you run a bakery? Where was it?
4 years in Florida.
In Florida.
On the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm. On the Panhandle.
Yeah.
Destin or?
Actually on 30A.
30A.
Yeah, 30A.
You lived on 30A.
4 years.
And why did you leave 30A? Because, it's, of course, you know, that's, we call it lovingly the Redneck Riviera, but it's
yes.
a beautiful place.
Yes,
the beaches
it is.
Are great. And 30A, great restaurants. Right
yes.
next to the Gulf,
yes.
the beaches.
It's a wonderful place. It's an absolute wonderful place. But as you can well imagine, if you're running a bakery and you're there at 4 o'clock in the morning to build the cinnamon rolls and you're there till 6 o'clock at night when you're shutting down and closing everything up, you don't have much time for the beach.
Unfortunately, yeah. Because all of us, I mean, we go down there and just hang out at the beach and have fun. But
right. So I go there now for that.
You go there
and
for that.
And it's wonderful.
And so is the bakery still around?
I actually sold it to a gentleman who's a caterer, and he's expanded the services to take in his catering.
So he's got a bakery?
There is still a bakery there, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yes.
So then what'd you do?
Well, I'm not really giving this to you in chronological order, but I also did start, my first business was a singing telegram service in California. And that was back in the 70s, and I started that.
Where in California?
Sacramento is where I started the first one.
Mm-hmm. How many of those do you have?
Well, I had 13 by the time I sold it all.
Singing telegrams?
Yes.
In San Francisco?
Well, San Francisco Bay Area. But,
Bay Area.
But they were in different parts. So the first branch was in Fresno. This was really generated by people coming to me and saying, I'd like to do this, what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had to write
singing telegrams, bakeries. What was the most recent business you did?
The most recent business that I retired from actually was a global event planning company.
So what on earth is a global event planning company?
Well, it's a third-party service that is provided to large corporations that need to have meetings planned, but that don't necessarily have an in-house department to do that.
And so how long did you do that?
13 years.
From here in Nashville?
Yes.
And so
from
like
Lebanon, actually.
Some large corporations would have you do this?
Primarily, our niche was in the area of pharmaceutical clinical drug trial meetings. So the physicians that were signing on to perform clinical drug trials.
So
for
when
them.
You sell these businesses, and a lot of small businesses get sold, usually not for cash.
Woman.
Usually like for a note, right? A long-term note. Were you able to make cash on all these deals?
The first one was a long-term note,
yeah.
and it took her 10 years to pay off.
Right, right.
But the others were cash.
Cash?
Mm-hmm.
So you got money in the account? You don't have to work?
Well, no, I'm retired.
Yeah, so you're just living off all the money you succeeded in your small businesses.
Well, I don't want to overblow that because I made good money, but I did not make, you know, millions and millions. These were small
businesses. You made enough to retire.
I did, yes.
And now, You've decided to run for Congress.
And now, yes.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Divine inspiration.
This is the Tennessee Star Report. She's Jeannie Batchelor. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. Back after this.